Today, let's talk about Our Lady of Fatima and her message to the world. It's been 100 years since the apparitions at Fatima, where our Blessed Mother visited Earth and gave messages to three small children. And since then, the apparitions of Fatima have been considered the sort of gold standard of Marian apparitions by some. You know, it's got miracles, it's got seers, it's got secrets, and of course it's got Mary. And so as we approach the 100th anniversary of the apparitions on May 13th, I've been reflecting, and three things have stood out to me regarding the apparitions, lessons of Fatima. Number one, the first lesson that stands out to me is that the message is simple. Think about this. Mary appeared to three children. But when we start reflecting upon the messages that she gave these three children, it seems to get really complicated as other people start reflecting upon it. But the core message is simple. Why is it simple? Because she appeared to children. Think about this. Lucia was 9 years old. Francisco, he was 8, and his sister Jacinta was 6. So our Blessed Mother appeared to children who had a simple understanding, children's understandings of faith in the world. So if we make the message more complicated than a child can understand it, then we're missing the core message of Fatima. So the first thing is, the message of Fatima is very simple. Now, the second thing that has stood out to me is the actual message itself. And the actual message itself of Fatima is kind of simple. Mary wants, number one, us to pray the rosary daily for peace in the world. She desires to obtain great grace for the world and usher in peace to our families, to our hearts, to our countries, to the nation, to the world. And so she asks us to pray. The other thing that we find about the message of Fatima is that she's asking us to make sacrifice in reparation for sin. And so to make sacrifice, to offer daily things in our day for the salvation of others. Now the children understood this. And so they were making little sacrifices in their day on behalf of those who had drifted from the faith. There was one time where they tied ropes around their waist. Some say, okay, that's fanatical. But what did the angel say to them? An angel later appeared to them saying that their sacrifice was pleasing to God. Now, how often do we actually, number one, talk about sin, but then number two, offer sacrifice for sin in reparation for the offenses committed against God? Yet this is a core message of Fatima. Another key important aspect of the message of Fatima is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady showed her heart to the children, and an image that she showed them was that of her heart pierced by thorns. The thorns represented sins committed against her Immaculate Heart, and she was asking the children to make reparation for the sins committed against her Immaculate Heart by a special devotion known as the First Saturday Devotion. Our Lady was just asking that we go to communion on the first Saturday of the month consecutively for 5 months. So we received the Eucharist on a Saturday, 5 consecutive Saturday, first Saturdays of the month in reparation for sins committed against our Immaculate Heart. The third lesson we can learn about Fatima is very simple. Hell is real. You know, when Mary appeared, she appeared to children. And children have this ability to understand that there is consequences to their actions. But unfortunately, as we get older and we become adult, we kind of forget this and we decide that we're going to build our own kingdom of self and we're the king and we can live our life any way we choose. And that's true. We can live our life any way we want, but we're not free to choose the consequences. And that is a key message of Fatima, that there's consequences, eternal consequences to our actions. Our Blessed Mother showed a vision of hell to the children. This is what Sister Lucia said about that vision.
Our Lady showed us a large sea of fire, which seemed to be beneath the earth. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls, who were like embers, transparent and black or bronzed colored, with human forms that floated about in the conflagration, which horrified us and caused us to quake with fear. The devils were distinguished by horrible and loathsome forms of animals, frightful and unknown, but transparent and black. After the vision, Our Lady said to the children, "You saw hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world the devotion to my Immaculate Heart."
Mary did not appear 100 years ago with her three children because the church's teaching was too rigid, that the gospel was being too boldly proclaimed and was offending people, and God was angry about that. She didn't come because the virtue of purity was raised too high and it became unattainable for people. So now we have to lower the bar to accommodate people's lifestyle and life choices. She did not come because the church's teachings were offensive to God. No, she came because people's lifestyles were offending God. Sin offends God. And that is a key message of Fatima. So what should we do? Well, we should go to confession, which leads us to how do we live out this message of Fatima. And it's simple. Remember, Fatima is simple. Number one, go to confession. Repent. When we recognize sin in our life, we go to God and we ask His mercy, because that is the message of Fatima too, that God's mercy is available, but it's only available to those who repent. One, go to confession. Two, daily rosary, where we ask Mary's intercession to obtain peace for our hearts, peace for our families, peace for the world. Number three, make sacrifice and reparation for the sins of the world. And number four, devotion to the Immaculate Heart through the first Saturday devotion. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.